Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So says Paul in our lesson for today from his letter to the Roman people. This morning, we start a brand new year, and a brand new church year for that matter, as we look to the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Today, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Now, to do that, I have a very special picture for us to look at today. Winslow Homer was an American painter during the late 1800s who made kind of rugged, dramatic artwork about his admiration for human bravery and innovation. And in this piece, which he calls The Lifeline, he captures a faceless Coast Guardsman rescuing an unconscious woman with the help of this unique and innovative pulley system. The woman dangles helplessly from the pulley, her head fallen and limp, and her life entirely dependent upon the man whose face is hidden behind her red scarf. The thin rope could snap at any moment. You see, survivors of near-death experiences often recall seeing their entire lives flash before their eyes. Their lives are changed forever in an instant, and death has a way of reshaping the perspective of all who come close. We could even see that happening this past year for all of us. But this artist actually grants all of us a glimpse today into what probably seems like a near-death experience. The woman appears unconscious, though her situation might even be more dire than that. She may very well be approaching death's door, knocking just as the waves crash around her. If so, only this timely rescue can bring her back. It may be too late. But no matter how bad things look, hope looms large in this faceless man who has secured her in his arms. Risking death himself to save her, we look on in hopeful anticipation that maybe, just maybe, death will not claim her or even both of them. But if we look a little closer, in this oil painting, this artist conceals the identity of the rescuer, the hero, the Coast Guardsman. It's a little odd. He adds this scarf in order to emphasize not him, the hero, not even the victim, but to emphasize what he considers the true hero, the lifeline, the pulley. So, my friends, today, in this brand new year with all the things that are on our minds, everything that's in the world and what's on the news, consider what your lifeline is. Don't look to what's obvious. What is there holding you on? Look to your lifeline and look to our lifeline, Jesus. Because in our treacherous world, where things are often worse than a sea with waves crashing over us, we live in a world where any moment we could sink below the surface and any one of us could die. So because of that, consider yourselves alive only because of God and his rescue. See, that's what is going on for St. Paul. He says in this letter to the Christian church, these new Christians in Rome, he talks about a near-death experience. He describes the experience of all who have passed through the treacherous waters of baptism. When we look at the baptismal font, when we come into church, or when we see an infant or someone baptized, we might look at the shallow little bowl of water, and those calm waters probably don't fill us with a whole lot of fear. But it could. And in fact, it should. It should, because Paul is claiming in Scripture that those waters are where each and every one of you and all of us together knocked on death's door. He says, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We crossed over. We went under. In those waters, we drowned and experienced death. The death of our old self, our sinful, inherited self. As each person is brought through the baptismal waters, we catch a glimpse of a moment in time. The moment, you might say, where death rages around us and death takes us. We're dead to sin. Now, we don't know if this woman in this painting, if she was real, how she even arrived in this predicament, dangling limply over the white caps, swinging aggressively between death and the hope of life. I suppose she might have slipped over a ship falling overboard, or she could have been dared into it or lured into the waters by a friend and lost herself under the waves. Whatever the reason, in these circumstances, or even the circumstances of our lives, whatever the reason, accident or incited, she's limp and cold and lifeless and weak. And so are we. And because of that reason, Paul reminds us of our predicament. We all share in the slip, not out of a boat into the water, but the slip of the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. No matter how good we try to live our lives, Adam and Eve's very first plunge into darkness in the beginning brought the promise of death to all of us. That's the penalty we have as sinners. We're born with it, even. But we also slip up, just like maybe this woman, because we ourselves are very often lured into tempting waters of lust and greed and envy, jealousy, telling lies, saying what we would never dream of saying in person. And we can't avoid it. The waters of sin loom too large and the depths are way too deep. And we might try to swim every day for a little while, but to no avail. We can't breathe. Our eyes often sting with tears. Our muscles eventually give way. And light and life seem only a distant memory. And in the end, we sink into death's dark pit. But today, in this painting, in this scripture, in that pit, Paul proclaims the presence of Jesus once more. This time, our lifeline actually has a face. Our Savior is not shrouded by a scarf. Our Savior is not shrouded in mystery any longer. Not shrouded in being anonymous. Jesus is here, and Jesus is alive. And Jesus is there in every single of those little dark moments in your life and ours together. And the fact of the matter is, as we begin this new year, Jesus is here. He secures us in his arms, just like when we feel like we're slipping. He secures us in his arms, even if we have already slipped. Paul says, now if we have died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. And that's what we see in baptism. Our own baptism, Jesus' baptism. As soon as we are drowned underneath the surface of those waters, we come out a brand new person. No more sin. We get the life that Jesus bought and paid for in Easter. So, when somebody maybe asks you, when were you saved? Could very well be when I was baptized. That was when you inherited every single thing Jesus paid for in that moment. So, my friends, today, in your life, in our life together, look not to ourselves as the victim. Look instead to our lifeline, Jesus Christ, and consider yourselves alive to God. A friend of mine once asked me this question: why did Jesus need to be baptized? Ever wonder that? He's God himself. Why does he need to do what people do? So my theological mind started coming up with answers. He didn't need to be baptized. He was sinless. Or he did it because he was preparing himself for his earthly ministry. But if you read in Scripture, he did it for one reason only: to fulfill all righteousness. And that means Jesus does it for you. Jesus does it so you don't have to look to yourself as a victim in life. Jesus does it because baptism connects you to him. So remember that when we are often drowning in sin and the problems and stresses of life and the worries of life, whenever we're feeling we have the devil's thumb just pushing us down, and when everything seems like it's crashing in, when the devil has you by the neck, you now, in your baptism, can say, you have the power to say, I'm baptized, I'm forgiven. And you can say that with a smile. Any experience with death has a way of reshaping our lives, and it shifts our priorities. Now, whatever led to this woman in this painting's fall, I can't imagine that if she lives through it, she's going to end up being quick to do whatever it is again. Her view of life and death and the dangers they contain will probably affect her every step if she's alive. She'll be pretty wary of to letting herself fall again. And so the same it is for us. Paul says, are we to continue in sin just so that grace can abound? By no means. How can we, who died to sin already, still live in it? So we've ventured through those hostile waters. And thanks be to God, Jesus was there. Jesus is there, oftentimes pulling us up from beneath the water. And thanks be to God, Jesus continues to carry us. And our prayer is that he does through another year. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.